a busy night on the roadways. Westbound Highway 4, right before Loveridge Road, an injury accident. Emergency crews sitting in the right lane of traffic with somebody seriously hurt on the side of the road. West 4, right before Loveridge Road again, the right lane blocked there. South 101 connector to East 12 in Santa Rosa, an injury accident with a car that flipped over in the median. South 29 in Napa, right after the Butler Bridge, an accident reported there as well. And now, a car fire. West 92, right before Foster City Boulevard, that on the side of the roadway. KGO Traffic brought to you by Lohmann's. Shop Lohmann's Thanksgiving sale and find extra savings off already low designer discount prices this weekend at Lohmann's newest store in Milpitas or downtown on Sutter Street. KGO weather forecast, clouds for your Thanksgiving with a slight chance of rain in the forecast. Highs expected in the 50s and 60s. Right now, foggy in Santa Rosa, 47 degrees. It is 47 in San Jose. San Francisco, 52. Kim McAllister, KGO Radio News.
KGO News Talk 810.
And good morning again to Ray Taliaferro with the second of 4 hours of the early show here on KGO News Talk 810 on this Thanksgiving Day for the year 2004. And happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. And poetry night this morning. So if you have a poem that you'd like to read to us, you're certainly invited to do that or to recite to us, actually. A lot of people memorize poems. I guess all of us years ago used to do that sort of thing. If you have a poem of whatever theme, you're certainly invited to call at 808-0810. That's 808-0810. And let me read one of many poems, actually, coming in over the Internet. You can send your poems in at... you can reach me at raytal.com or kgo.com. Robert William Gruen, from White House Windows. 43 elected servants have been keeping watch over 228 American years, a country so very young. So many hard victories, even more sad mistakes, blood-soaked red stripes, white stripes of power. Old glory, tattered, frayed, still flying, many new stars added, yet less than in those skies that once watched their birth, born into states of confusion. History, the truth maker, standing guard long after liars have died. Land stolen by genocidal, civilized pale faces, Indian nations destroyed, gods of progress satisfied. Slavery, chain of country's guilt, the tarnished southern stars, shackled forever to responsibility. Exploitation, bigotry, curses of ignorance, so many suffering races. Freedom, foundation of all who hope, still clinging bravely, facing time's man-made storms. Another president stands there beneath weight of a world, troubles on mortals' shoulders, of billions, now his judges. Well, thank you very much, Robert. And thank all of you. I do have a line open on the board at 808-0810, and we'll continue with your fine works of art here in a moment. And KJU News Talk time is 2:14. I have a line open on the board at 808-0810. Neil, you're on KJO with Ray Taliaferro. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving, Ray.
Well, same to you.
This is from Mahatma Gandhi on truth and nonviolence.
Mm-hmm.
It's about war. He writes, "War with all its glorification of brute force is essentially a degrading thing. It demoralizes those who are trained for it. It brutalizes men of naturally gentle character. It outrages every beautiful canon of morality. Its path of glory is foul with the passions of lust and red with the blood of murder. This is not the pathway to our goal. The grandest aid to development of strong, pure, beautiful character, which is our aim, is the endurance of suffering, self-restraint, unselfishness, patience, gentleness. These are the flowers which spring beneath the feet of those who accept but refuse to impose suffering in the grim prisons of violence. The enemy's taunts of violence we need not mind. They saw violence even when there was not a trace of it. But we could not disregard the judgment of the still small voice within. It knew the violence within. The way of peace is the way of truth. Truthfulness is even more important than peacefulness. Indeed, lying is the mother of all violence. A truthful man cannot long remain violent. He will perceive in the course of his search that he has no need to be violent, and he will further discover that so long as there is the slightest trace of violence in him, he will fail to find the truth he is searching. There is no halfway between truth and nonviolence on the one hand and untruth and violence on the other. We may never be strong enough to be entirely nonviolent in thought, word, and deed, but we must keep nonviolence as our goal and make steady progress towards it. The attainment of freedom, whether for a man, a nation, or the world, must be in exact proportion to the attainment of nonviolence by each. Let those, therefore, who believe in nonviolence as the only method of achieving real freedom, keep the lamp of nonviolence burning bright in the midst of the present impenetrable gloom. The truth of a few will count the untruth of millions, will vanish, even like chaff before a whiff of wind."
Boy, that's wonderfully done.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. It's really good to hear from you. I must say, the bulk of the poems are coming in over the Internet almost all have to do with the war, and some of them are quite good. I'll just read during the course of the morning a few of them, of course, but my goodness, it's the war is on the minds, on a lot of minds this morning on this Thanksgiving. Let me read you this one from Jerry in Corning, California. It's now early morning Thanksgiving 2004, and still we have our young people fighting that terrible war. We will have turkey and potatoes and stuffing to try, warm friends and family, but still there's that lie. In the back of our minds, discontenting for certain, Mr. Bush, there's no weapons, get out behind the curtain. You sick little man pretending to be merry, will your holidays be full of pies, pumpkin, and cherry? Likely so, you sociopath, you a perverted one, give your bad girls a little push with a gun, send them away to risk their sweet lives, send them away so their skins cut with knives. So pass the peas and pass the yams and forget about the sacrificial lambs. Happy Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving. As happy as one can be under these circumstances, to say the least. Line open on the board at 808-0810. Let's go to John in Oakland. You're on KGO. Good morning.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. I've got a piece with a religious theme here.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with the artistic genius of the Lord. It is written on the beaches of West Marin. This is called An Idiot's Sunset. Aha, what clarity, so exquisitely plain, deep dark of water separated from bright blue of sky. another masterpiece. The artist hums a soft lullaby, and life's truths are separated from the lies without the whisper of a cloud to betray us. A dream soars high above the beach like a hawk. The artist awakens and with a playful breath spits out holy fluid. And I am created, twisting, squirming with critical judgment and a free will. I am a part of the picture, a creature, wandering upon wild beaches, kicking sand as if with purpose, moving as if in harmony. Are my motions my own, or are they orchestrated by the maestro? I rest on driftwood, empty my mind. Thoughts flow into the air, onto the beach, into water. I want to be pure, unthinking spirit, empty, empty. Look, a song has burst into quiet, whirling flame, brilliant. It descends in total calm, blessing all like a god, spilling joyous light onto the horizon. Take a breath. A dog barks, chases my thoughts. They flutter madly above him. Poetry is the elimination of noise. I am gathering screams for a campfire. Kindling sings out red-hot demon smile surrender to the flame. Jump, flame, jump into my being. Cleanse me of my noise. Release my thoughts. Release my critical judgment. Release my learned reality. Release my learned intelligence. Master, color me a wide-eyed, shiny-faced fool, reflecting simple wisdom. A wisp of smoke floats high above the beach, wants to be a poem. A silhouette slides across still waters against the shimmering backdrop of my mind. Shine, shine on, eternal unthinking spirit. Oh, this is idiotic bliss, but such delicious lunacy. I have to laugh, and a salted breeze slaps my face as warm tears stream down. Fiery song, slip below the surface, sing your final aria. Light released from virtuous breath blossoms into colors, rose and salmon splashed onto the skyline. Borders of imagination are laced with golden hues. They pulse and tremble and pulse again. Praise the artist. Praise his genius. Praise his abandon. And abandon your search for the truth. The truth will find you and bathe you, childlike, in bottomless water.
My goodness. Thank you very, very much, and happy Thanksgiving to you. Very thoughtful stuff, to say the least. I have a line open on the board at 808-0810, and more of your fine poetry in a moment. And Cajun News Talk time in San Francisco is 2:25. Susan in Sacramento, you're on KGO Tretayaferro. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
I have three very short poems that I wrote.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is Lady of Power for the Statue of Liberty. Oh, Lady of Power, with your upraised torch burning brightly and your head held high, overlooking the blessed land of our forefathers so bold, I honor you with my eyes closed tightly, feeling your strength in the depths of my soul. The second one is war. War is only an emotion of the mind. Wars are weapons, poverty, any kind. War starts with hurt pride and spreads everywhere worldwide. War starts with angry words and deeds, and upon man's mind it constantly feeds. Let's look at the problem logically, and each individual keep the peace locally. The third one is, I thank God. I thank God that I can make a plant grow. I thank God when I can make a sad child smile. I thank God for all the things I know. I thank God when in storm or sunshine I can walk an extra mile. I thank God for any small task I can do. I thank God he chose me as an able servant. I thank God I have love to share with you. I thank God I have the time to do for others what perhaps they can't. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And let's go to Lynn in San Jose. You're on KGO. Good morning.
Hi, Ray.
Yes.
I'd like to start with impose prose upon your foes.
Yeah, I see.
Okay, all right. This is a packing medley. Bury me in bubble wrap after I die. So when they ship me off to there, I'll arrive unbroken. I still don't know, after all that packing, if the bubbles go in or out. And about those styrene peanuts, yeah, the one that melts in your mouth. Just pack me up, ship me out, say goodbye, say adios, it's taillights. I'm so far out. And I still don't know if the bubbles face in or out.
I can just, well, what is St. Peter going to do with a bubble-wrapped soul?
I know, because they go in or out.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Thank you very much for your call. Let's go to Clyde in Oakland. You're on KGO. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Ray.
Yes.
I have two quickies that I want to share. These are originals, and one of which I wrote to this woman that said that she loved me and all she wanted from me was my love, and she left me for another man.
Oh, no.
And so I thought about it, and then I wrote her, and it went something like this.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to call her, this is not her name, we'll just say Sandra.
Yes.
One rabbit out the hat. Dear Sandra, you are a woman of extreme passion. A hungry woman, not quite sure where your appetite lies. You are strong. However, there's a flow in your strength, and unless you learn to control it, this flow will prove stronger than you and defeat you. You seem not to be incarcerated in a cocoon of ignorance, but rather hibernated in a cocoon of self-imagination, because you imagined that your love for me was true. But if you would allow me to enter into your world of darkness and confusion, you will see that the love you experienced was not true love, because true love is an emotion that can soothe your very soul, bring warmth to a heart that has since grown cold. Love has also been the experience of a thousand stinging needles in the depths of a man's heart. So tell me, is it love you want?
Oh, wow. Well, you'd better answer the door. I think she returned.
One quickie for Mama.
Yes.
A message to Mama.
Yes.
One quickie. She wrote me right back, incidentally.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, this is a quickie from a message to Mama. A message to Mama. What happened to the welcome smile Mama used to give so freely? Has this world so cold absorbed that smile? Mama, I am crying for you, so come and be with me to help my tender mind struggle with reality. Mama, they have come with their pencils and scratch pads and tried to make you a statistic. They tried to steal your warmth from me and you, but Mama, you are me, and I am you. With calm love or violent responses, I'm still there beside you, Mama. I sense wisdom in your stern hands because those are the same hands that guided me, chastised me, and soothed me with the timing only a mother could possess. No matter what they say, Mama, you will always be to me very human, very warm, and very special. And I'll never put nothing before you.
Whoa. That's not the reason why Sandra left you now, is it? Okay, listen, thank you very much. Well, what can I say? Poetry Night here on KGO on this Thanksgiving morning. There's a light open on the board for you at 8080810. And I'll continue with more fine works of art here in a moment. But first, let's go to Kim McAllister with an update on the news.
Ray, happy Thanksgiving to you and to everyone. This is the latest from the KGO Radio Newsroom. For the fourth night, thousands of protesters in the Ukraine demonstrated against what they call a rigged presidential election. Secretary of State Colin Powell has also rejected the results there and warns of consequences if an investigation isn't held. European Union leaders also calling for an investigation. Here in America, an Ohio judge says a recount of the presidential election can be done, but it will have to wait until the official tally is complete. Green Party candidates had requested the recount of Ohio ballots begin immediately before the official count was done. It should be certified in early December. Then, a recount. Federal Transportation Safety Administration officials are still in favor of the pat-down searches of passengers at airports, but many passengers are complaining about feeling sexually violated by the searches. TSA says the searches are needed to protect against possible bombs and other smuggled weapons. TSA leaders, though, do suggest passengers discuss the search first with security screeners who've been ordered to be respectful of passengers. Here in the Bay Area, a fifth grade teacher has been told he cannot share documents with students referring to God. Stephen Williams is required to clear his lesson plans with Stevens Creek Elementary School's principal. Williams, who is a Christian, is suing, though, because he believes he has been singled out for his beliefs. A woman who stopped traffic on the San Mateo Bridge for an hour and a half last night is in police custody this morning. Spam was closed down on what is likely the busiest travel night of the year. Foster City Police Captain John Fruman.
The woman in the car failed to stop until we got over to Hayward on eastbound 92 near Hesperian. The woman refused to exit the car. They brought out a police negotiator who spoke with the woman for approximately an hour and a half. And around 11:25, the woman was taken into custody.
She was reportedly armed with a gun and threatening to harm herself, despondent over inability to kick a drug addiction. The woman suffered minor self-inflicted cuts, but is expected to be okay. On the roads this morning, South 101 at University, a three-car crash reported, and South 101 at Dry Creek Road in Healdsburg, a car ran off the roadway. Looks like some injuries involved. Another injury accident, Solano County, East 80 at the Air Base Parkway off-ramp. Looks like at least one car on the side of the roadway. Somebody has been hurt there. And North 880, right after North Fremont Boulevard, a car flipped onto its roof. It is blocking the two left lanes. The crews are working on getting it to the shoulder, North 880. Right after North Fremont Boulevard. A lot of injury accidents out there, a lot of traffic out there on the roadways, even during this early hour of the morning. Just take it easy, slow down, and be careful out there. Again, a lot of accidents reported this morning. KGO traffic is brought to you by Martinelli's Gold Medal Sparkling Cider, the perfect choice for holiday gatherings. Martinelli's is non-alcoholic, festive like champagne, and tastes great. Martinelli's, a family tradition since 1868. KGO weather forecast, clouds for your Thanksgiving with a slight chance of rain. Highs in the 50s and 60s around the Bay Area. Right now, 38 and foggy in Napa, 46 in Concord, 45 San Jose, San Francisco, 52. Kim McAllister, KGO Radio News.
And Ray Taliaferro here on KJ News Talk 810. And let me continue with Poetry Night here on this Thanksgiving morning. Duke Ellington and the gentleman there, blowing away and playing. And a lot of great poetry out there, to say the least. I do have a line open on the board at 808-0810. Let's see. Anthony sends a poem that he composed some 20 years ago. He has on occasion given it to someone special and allowed others to use it to further their relationships. This poem, when offered with flowers, can be a powerful statement of sincereness. Oh, okay. It's called Nature's Touch. To brighten your day with sunshine and fragrance, yellow roses are a beautiful sight. To enhance the beauty and softness of your nature, red roses bring warmth to the night. Gestures of love are often concealed in silhouettes of things that we do. But openly I send my love without end to the one whom I love, which is you. People change and grow apart each day as time goes by, but feelings remain that fill the heart, much too strong to ever deny. A flower, a rose, a work of art sculptured by nature's touch, the beauty held within it's priceless, but you hold it 10 times as much. Accept not this poem, these flowers, these gestures, onto yourself without trial, for they are given so that I might feel the pleasure and warmth of your smile. Well, Anthony, if it worked for you 20 years ago, I don't know. Is it the poem that works, folks, or the beautiful red and yellow roses? Well, we'll have to try it and see. Light open on the board at 808-0810. Let's go to Joe in Beverly Hills. You're on KGO and Ray Taliaferro. Good morning, sir.
How you doing, Ray? Long time no speak.
Oh, it's good to hear from you.
I'm always listening, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this one's called The Day That I Died. It's reminiscent of the Rodney King incident, and since we just had the Fajita Gate trial, should be good, appropriate.
Yes.
It goes like this. Hot pursuit. Adrenaline rush, another license to kill another brother with a bone crush, to do damage, to mismanage, to leave another brother be down and banished. 25-on-1 makes a wide eye sore, but it makes me hate to the core. So if you're black in the night, a target you are, to get beat with a nightstick, a boot, and a crowbar. They want to blame it on a mind disorder. If it wasn't for that video, you know a brother wouldn't get a quarter. But we feeling your life, feeling your pain, each blow to your head, I felt in my own brain. Each boot in your side I felt in my body. It made me sick to see a Triple K frat party, but now it's on video. You know what a brother know. Justice in the street is dealt with a steel toe. Evil so cold, to the bone so chilling, they beat the man so bad he lost 4 fillings. Highlights reviewed over coffee and donuts. Caffeine and sugar at night makes cops go nuts. Then compare notes over walkie the talkie on how they play the black puck like hockey. Sworn to a code of silence just to witness the violence. Now, there's importers of dope and smokers of rock. A thin blue line protects the haves from the have-nots. Cops, bloody boots, stomping black lizard. When the city's too busy, they can just take them to the desert. In the belly of the beast, not one person missed them. Product of environment, he's now part of the system. Folks got to learn. What I gotta say is so true, believe me. Don't believe what they show you on TV, playing Nintendo, drunk like Endo, trying to be the star of the latest rap videos. And some of y'all want to give me dirty looks, but the only thing you better be thinking about is hitting a pencil with a book. Or catch a left hook, you small crook. I think it's soft when another brother watch another brother get shot to the curb. It's got to disturb. Is that word or have you heard? You got to resolve the problems that reside in yourself and gain wealth, but at the same time give help. Or else this. I got 100 guns, 100 clips, going to New York. Word to Boogie Down, send some to a Westport, a brother from the street, a definite majority, after police was said with authority. By NWA, but hard to say. By another color, not from around this way. Fight the power, word to Public Enemy, a snake in a blue suit, definitely not a friend of me. Pop goes my finger, not a snap, too broken. Headlock of pride, another brother choking. You thought we could get with him with that video tape, but gorillas in the mist still ass-kicking bait. Because in the back alleys, there's no one to see him. Just plant the crack rock and say that you was fleeing. This is the day that I died. You saw my car tow up. Another brother dead because he wouldn't shut up. That's it.
Well, it's really good to hear from you again.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. And Poetry Night here on KGO. And if you have something that you'd like for us to hear, something that perhaps you've written or that you've enjoyed over the years, why, by all means, call in and read it. I have a line open on the board at 808-0810. And Cajun News Talk time here in San Francisco is 2:46. And let's continue on with your poetry. And let's go to Shirley in Grass Valley. You're on KGO Ray Taliaferro. Good morning.
Hello. I have a poem from Shirley Klein that I am reading because she is speech disabled.
Yes.
If I must go again where hate walks, brows and mocks my reason, I'll remember this time when love blooms in the open sunlight, unquestioned, unvowed, and unafraid. Although hidden from view, I will still feel its petals closing around my heart. Here in the swift corner of the morning, where my soul exchanged ease for singing, I and the flower at last are free.
Well, thank Shirley very, very much, and a happy Thanksgiving to her and to you. It's good to hear from you. And let's go to Alonzo in San Anselmo. You're on KGO Ray Taliaferro. Good morning.
Ray, you're the greatest of all time.
Well, thank you.
I want to do a poem for my Motown hero that I actually wrote for him and actually recited to him while producer Narda Michael Walden played piano in the background.
Mm-hmm.
What a wonder. You've brought sunshine to our lives with songs like My Sherry and More. We've boogied with a reggae woman. Stevie, you've caused our hearts to soar. You have touched the lives of people in every corner of this earth. You've been destined to bless us with your love from the day you came to birth. Forever, people will be inspired by the melodies you have made. For eternity, we will love your lyrics and the chords that you have played. Every person on this planet has a favorite Stevie tune, and we listen to your music morning, night, and afternoon. In concert, you take people's hearts and never let them go. You reveal things to us about ourselves we never thought we'd know. Through music, your heart will speak to us through all our living days, and we'll be thinking of you, Stevie Wonder, and loving you always.
Oh, indeed. Oh, that's wonderful.
This forum, Ray, it's absolutely fantastic.
Oh, indeed it is. And thank you very, very much. It's really good to hear from you. Okay, and ladies and gentlemen, we will continue here in a moment. Oh, wonderful. What can I say? Well, thank you, I guess, on Thanksgiving. And if you have a poem that you'd like to share with us, by all means do so at 8080810. And let's go to Maria. You're on KGO with Ray Taliaferro. Good morning. Hello, Maria.
Yes, good morning, Ray.
Yes.
And a very happy, happy Thanksgiving.
Well, same to you.
Okay, I have a very short poem.
Mm-hmm.
For all the wondrous gift to us, your children here below, we offer grateful thanks to thee. Our love for you will grow. We are too stressed, but we are too blessed to handle yourself, use your head. To handle others, use your heart. No one is insignificant in God's eyes. also this Thanksgiving Day, we give you all our praise. The higher we are placed in this earth, the humbly we should walk. Everybody wants to live a long life, but nobody wants to get old. Crisis doesn't develop character. Crisis reveals character. So, Lord, we pray that our president will develop good character. Thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. Yeah, I agree with you. And keep praying, please. He does need to develop good character. Let's continue on and go to Jim in Healdsburg. You're on KGO Trey Taliaferro. Good morning.
Hey, Ray. I talked to you a couple of weeks ago. I'm a Vietnam vet, but I just wrote this. I was sitting here. This is to George Bush. I got a son that's in the Army. He's supposed to get out in October of 2004. He was in a non-deployable troop, and now they're going to send him to Iraq. So,
oh my.
This is real short. I was sent to Vietnam by some of your kind. All I got out of it was a messed up mind. Every night I lived in fear. Well, you were in Texas, snorting coke and drinking beer. Now my son must go fight for your sins. If this war is so righteous, please, George, send the twins. That's it.
Listen, thank you very, very much.
All right. Great.
Okay, and have a great Thanksgiving. Thank you.
You too.
Okay, and boy, oh, lots of great sentiment here, to say the least. Let's go to Felipe in Chico. You're on KGO Trey Taliaferro. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning, people.
Yes.
I'll probably get cut off, so it's got a good ending. But there were more homicides in Oakland this year than the last, as if this generation just wasn't never meant to last. Not if we be keeping it up at this rate. It's not like it's fist-proof plates up in them jackets. It's not like them guns weren't brought and sold to the ghettos and barrios. It's not like them guns weren't cast in the mold of hell itself. The absurdity is it ought to be called the public school of the Americas. Third world, like third class, ain't nobody wants their territories to fall into another's hands. Delusions of grand ownership of land, but it ain't like these cities weren't built by the automotive industries. Got the blood of slavery and suicide under its tires. Tired motors bleed with the blood of the earth we're still fighting wars over. And there's no explanation needed as to why our plight ain't heard outside the margins of boycott. Despite process and fraud introverters, many lose faith. It's easy to join the other side. I mean, hell, they pay. You can't blame them. We've all got mouths to feed. We'd all prefer not to be on the rush hour with some sidewalks and city streets when we try to sleep. If you try to beat the odds, you're bound to fail. The campaign slogan that made big businesses prevail. Submerging toe by toe, we indulge in the commercial image gimmicks until we drown. As the fashion whirlpool funnels round, the cycle continues. With elders telling children of the ugly truth, though meanwhile living with a poor example. As if not knowing what to do about these problems, but in their heart, not wanting to be seen as too far outside the box or unconventional individuals. For centuries of history have proven that a dangerous path to lead. From heretics to communists, now warped in the distorted concepts of what it is to be an Islamic fundamentalist, propaganda muddies the name. Marginalized by assassination, date, and age. If you exercise your freedom of speech, you're bound to pay. Like those before you, this ain't a game. A lot of cats trying to downplay the reality, though publicly lives are slain to claim stake in this here, the land of the power hungry. Theory of do what it takes, capitalism 101. For your homework, ignore the slaves, ignore the underpaid, ignore the truth, even though it's always going to end up in your face. Until you can afford that house up in the hills, but don't worry, that guilt will fade, that conscience will slowly escape you as the overflow of material possessions does eventually undertake you. And dead to the world is better. If you don't want the problems, the fetters that aren't your own, it's incredible how a simple rationalization can end in rape and famine and disease and inequality and the death of God in all you see today. When you step off your front porch in such a postmodern American way, all this destiny manifested ain't got the best of 3-6s, ain't your address, and ain't that a bitch? Ain't that the last fish in the sea? You could go ahead and take it, because I've been thinking about going vegan anyway. Today, now, this whole bottled-up dark sea is going to be uncorked. We'll be stripped naked, swimming like the firmament of the heavens. We'll be like Eve and Adam in tempting torment of the apple sunshine, under the dictatorship of conception by the word. And my word, we're going to need some stronger contraceptives like atomic bombs, the preferred weapon in the battle of science versus ethics. Many a heart we done lost to cryogenics. Many an art we done lost in the name eugenics. Many a motel now done blown up by the chemist. Many a date I done lost to my own hygiene. Many a opportunity done slipped right through these fingers. Maybe with regrets, but maybe not. I pray to the substance beneath individuality that
makes me one with you. Dear mother, let my words ring true. My eyes roll back into my head. Consciousness slips into trance. Consequences wait to see a map of me from the inside out. Feet planted deeply in the coffin, filled with soil like roots. I'll be the tree spit in the seed of the sun that be sitting thrown at the center of this galaxy, painted gray by way of animalistic vision. Feminine prowess, animism. Trial of the siren reflects like cannibalistic tendencies, like Ouroboros incest saves the blood in the veins Egyptian. Influence greater than a lot of scholars would like to admit it. Like it or not, history cannot be written, though deciphered. Truth be told, truth should be told, as it was written in the scrolls, encrypted on stone tablets across the globe. Stretching from continent to continent, we must acknowledge culture and inurn the ashes of ignorance. For if we don't break the cycle, it will be us holding up on our backs this globe like Atlas. Thank you very much.
Oh, I really appreciate it. Thank you very, very much. My goodness, folks, it's wonderful. I tell you, there's nothing like a good rap with tremendous thinking to really inspire people. And so I greatly appreciate hearing that. I appreciate hearing all of it. There's only one line left open on the board as we approach the ABC Network News here at 3. And I shall return. The telephone number on the board in, for great poets is 8080810.
From ABC News, I'm Doug Limerick. Here's one of the many U.S. troops spending this Thanksgiving Day far from home in Iraq, Lance Corporal Terrence Morgan.
I'd like to wish my family a happy Thanksgiving, you know, to my newborn son back home. Happy Thanksgiving to him and his family, and I love all you guys.
Corporal Morgan, President Bush urging all Americans to remember members of the military overseas today. Of course, the troops in Iraq having a turkey dinner for Thanksgiving. ABC's Brian Hartman in Mosul.
Some of the unit commanders are sending food out. They're bringing hot food out to the guys who are out on the front lines who can't make it back here to the chow hall. So it's, you know, it's just another day on the job here for these guys. But for at least, you know, an hour out of the day, they're able to sit down and have themselves what's a pretty impressive Thanksgiving spread.
And some troops will be watching football via satellite today. Back here at home, a Thanksgiving Day tradition kicks off in a few hours in New York, the Macy's Parade in Manhattan.
A sponge. Unlike any other.
A 62-foot-tall SpongeBob SquarePants balloon is among the characters floating down Broadway for this year's parade. He sucks up more than 16,000 cubic feet of helium. The parade also features Broadway performances from Fiddler on the Roof.
Matchmaker, make me a match.
The producers.
I spend my life accounting.
And Mamma Mia. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Could be a little blustery for the parade this morning. Football games later on, and of course, turkey and all the trimmings. Across this country, nonprofit groups serving meals to the needy today. Hilton Hunter with Food and Friends in D.C.
We'll have 300 volunteers just doing delivery, and I'll have another almost 100 helping us in the kitchen.
Free rides over for drivers in the Pennsylvania Turnpike. Toll collectors on strike yesterday, but today, managers manning the toll booths. You're listening to ABC News.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, listen to this. Now you can go to a college designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest privately accredited university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-800-853-4433. At over 140 University of Phoenix campuses nationwide, the small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now, 1-800-853-4433. Offer not valid in Tennessee or Nevada. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now, 1-800-853-4433. That's 1-800-853-4433.
John Hinckley, Jr., the man who shot President Reagan 23 years ago, not ready for longer visits with his family. It's what a federal judge in Washington has ruled. The 49-year-old Hinckley can now take short overnight trips from a mental hospital. He wanted to spend 4 nights away at a time, but the judge said no. Norristown, Pennsylvania, man's pleaded guilty to ransacking the apartment of a newlywed Marine reservist killed in Iraq. breaking in while the widow was with family members planning the soldier's funeral. Police say he stole a computer and video games in order to buy heroin. Something to think about as you sit down for the big feast later on today, the origin of Thanksgiving. Some turkey tidbits, maybe sees John Baskin.
The Pilgrims served wild turkey, geese, and ducks at the first Thanksgiving in 1621. By the way, that dinner lasted 3 days. Native Americans brought lobsters, clams, and oysters, and there was almost certainly popcorn, a gift from the new settlers. Cranberries were on the table. The Indians taught the Pilgrims how to cook them with water to make a sauce, not unlike what might be on your table today. The berries are still grown in New England, and before any are shipped to your table, they have to bounce 4 inches high to make sure they're not too ripe. John Bascom, ABC News.
We now know who bought that 10-year-old grilled cheese sandwich with the image of the Virgin Mary on it. An online casino called GoldenPalace.com paid $28,000 to the woman who owned the sandwich. By the way, the owner wore a T-shirt declaring the passion of the toast. This is ABC News.
What was your cable TV bill last month? Do you remember what you paid 10 years ago? Have you noticed the price of movie tickets lately? Are you seeing a pattern here? The cost of our basic information and entertainment needs keeps going up, but there is one medium that is still free, and you're listening to it. Local radio. Support the advertisers that support this radio station, and keep listening. We won't send you a bill. There are still some things you just shouldn't have to pay for.
Doug Limerick, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time, 3:05. Good morning. I'm Kim McAllister. Here's the latest in the Bay Area and California on this Thanksgiving morning. A woman who stopped traffic on the San Mateo Bridge last evening is in police custody now. Span was closed down on what is likely the busiest travel night of the year as authorities negotiated with a woman reportedly armed with a gun and threatening to harm herself, Foster City Police Captain John Fruman.
The woman in the car failed to stop until we got over to Hayward on eastbound 92 near Hesperian. The woman refused to exit the car. They brought out a police negotiator who spoke with the woman for approximately an hour and a half. And around 11:25, the woman was taken into custody.
She was reportedly armed with a gun and threatening to arm herself, despondent over inability to kick a drug addiction. She suffered minor self-inflicted cuts but is expected to be okay. Traffic last night on Highway 92, 101, 880 and the Dumbarton Bridge, a nightmare. A deadly accident on an East Bay freeway serves as a reminder on this busy travel holiday not to stand near your car if it breaks down or becomes stranded on the roadway for any reason. At about 11 last night, a station wagon involved in a fender bender on East 80 near Highway 4 was stuck in the left lane. Driver got out and was apparently rifling around for something in the trunk when an SUV slammed into the back of the car. The person died at the scene. There is word at least one other person suffered injuries there. East 80 was closed for 2 hours at Highway 4 while the Contra Costa County coroner investigated. The California Highway Patrol is carrying out a maximum enforcement period until late Sunday. They'll be looking out for people driving recklessly or under the influence. Tim Lubeck of Walnut Creek was having a few drinks but left the car at home.
I'll get a ride home from a friend, or I've called a cab before. It's so expensive these days. If you get arrested for drunk driving, go to court, it's probably $10,000.
CHP says deaths from DUI accidents are up 50% in the last 5 years. Officer Cliff Kroger says there is one duty he hates to perform. Last year,